save your joys and pain. On Hit 92.9. On Hit 92.9.
Podcast.
Man, our job just never ends, does it?
Well, it does after the podcast is recorded and the bumper's done.
All right, guys, tune in. It's the you're listening it's to the Jewel Show. See ya. Bye. Happy long weekend.
Just, you know, I just want to share.
Xavier thinks that I have too many breaks in the show.
Little breaks, though. Like, you pick up. You pick up the pieces. It's like, oh, Jules can do that little one. Jules will do that little one.
Okay, how about the fact that I'm quite new? This is my first year in Metro Market, okay? I don't have a personality like you and Pete in this market yet.
What do you want, so Instagram followers?
No. It's just a way for our listeners to get to know me. Pete's
like
been here
t-shirt.
For 1,000 years. You've been here for what? Oh, and you've been playing footy for how long over here? People know who you
have
are.
To be like that.
They don't know who
years.
I am.
Well, the piece not that old.
I'm not that old. I'm 35.
He's
not a dinosaur.
Not
you were born and bred here. That's what 1,000 years.
What are you saying? It's Fred Bodica.
Good morning, Perth.
Someone said to me yesterday at the cafe that Fred Bodica was in there the day before. I'm
like, oh, yeah, go. Anyway, all I'm saying is that they're just. You know,
I'm winding you up.
I'd also like to say hello to, you know, considering we're recording this at 9:16 and in around about 2 or 3 minutes we'll be done for the day, to all those people who have real jobs, who are right in the thick of it at the moment, working very hard.
In real jobs.
Who would love to be finishing up right about now.
They don't get up at
3:30 in the morning. What? Hey. Calm down, mate.
Of course
you need a long weekend.
No.
You need a long weekend.
You've had a pot shot at us.
I haven't had a pot shot at you.
They roll out of bed at 8 o'clock.
I haven't had a pot shot at you. They don't roll out of bed at 8 o'clock. They do not. There's people out there who work very hard. They get up as early as us. They get up. They go to bed a lot later.
So do I.
Yeah, and they've got 6 kids to look after.
And 6 kids to look after.
Look, I get it.
I love the hustle, but do not downplay
how hard we work. They broke their ankle.
What?
I don't know. Just accounting for everybody in this post-COVID-19 world.
I just want to go home, man. I just don't
just
like
let him go.
There's always somebody worse off than you.
No, you know what? I heard a saying, like, I've had enough of that. I've had enough of it. Because get it. You shouldn't whinge. If you think you got it bad, right? You think you got it bad. And yeah, because I used to say it to myself, oh, there's always someone worse. Like, yeah, I get that. But
you're allowed to have a shit one, aren't you?
Yeah, that doesn't discount what the fuck you're actually going through. If you have a shit day, you're having a shit day, treat yourself. Get some Uber Eats.
Get some fresh air.
Go out for dinner. Go.
Go for a walk.
Treat yourself. Buy yourself something.
And I just want you guys to know that if you're ever having a shit day, I'm here for you because we're all in this together.
Don't you trigger X like that. Anyway, bye. Have a great long weekend. Catch you Tuesday.
I haven't used that slogan again after this pandemic. What's his name? Ben Bloody Lee.
It's never going to end.
If I hear that Ben Lee song, should be deleted.
What? Bad day? Are you talking about bad day?
No, I'm not.
Are you talking about catch my disease?
No.
Ben Lee.
I'll tell you what, haven't heard that song, have we?
What?
In a while. Catch my disease.
Catch my disease.
Said Ben.
Ben Lee sang it.
We're all in this together.
Ben Lee.
Come on,
Ben Lee.
And you also sang the song Catch My Disease.
Yes. So you know what? Conspiracy theory. Ben Lee did this to us all just to sell music.
Bloody 100%.
It's like, catch my disease.
Follow that conspiracy.
And he's like, we're all in this together.
Coming at some stage, I need to send a disease song out there.
Oh, God. All right, bye. Good morning and happy bloody Friday.
Hey, what's up? Good morning.
Ahead of a long weekend as well, you guys.
Thank God.
How good is it?
What do you guys have planned?
Nothing.
You can't do anything. I was thinking, oh, yeah, I'll head down south, but hell to the no.
Weather
and also, too, I was kind of like, even if it is open, you can go down there. How much of a pain in the butt will it be trying
traffic
to get
man.
In? No, to get something to eat, to sit down at a restaurant, like trying to book, you know. What are you shocked about?
Sounds like a conversation we had on Monday.
No, I know.
Oh.
And I thought about it, and I thought, you know what, I might just wait for a weekend that everyone's not heading down.
National Cabinet meeting today, so potentially there might be a few more things opening
up. Oh, really? And like numbers getting bigger?
I think potentially.
Oh, that'd be good.
Hey, Pete, did you notice Jules trying to get a bit closer to me this morning?
Yeah, I did. What was that all about?
My haircut.
Yeah.
You're looking good. You're looking good, mate. I'm not that desperate, though.
Oh, please.
What?
I know.
not insinuate anything.
I know I'm looking hot, and I reckon.
Mate, you look like you lost 10 kilos.
Down the. What's this? Down the microphone.
Mike?
The listeners will be feeling how hot I'm feeling.
Okay.
Mate, is it like when you get like a new pair of shoes, like or a new jumper or something like that? You just
hotter.
Feel fresh.
When you get a new haircut, man, and you fade.
Mate, look at the fade.
I know. She said, "What do you want?" I said, "Fade me."
Where do you go?
I wish I knew the business name. No.
Do they give you a beer while you have a haircut?
No. So lovely lady, I think from the UK. Her partner works down at the Sandbar in Scarborough on Scarborough Beach Road. It's like this little shop front. Lovely.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Hey, speaking of beer, have you guys seen that company trying to give away? They're giving away a year's worth of beer, ginger beer, for your
Ginger beer.
Yeah, for a transformation.
What do you gotta do?
Into a runga? Like, if you for you to transform into a ginger transformation.
Doesn't seem too hard.
No, I know, right?
Say.
James Squires. Well,
yeah. What would you do?
I think they do 150 lashes.
Would you do that for beer?
Yeah.
Hey.
Would you do that for beer?
How long have I got to look like a ranga for?
Oh, it doesn't really. No, so you just have to transform and then send a photo through and they judge.
It's like those shows, you know, like they'd have a big picture of you on canvas and then it'd be the old you and then you, bang, you bash your way through it and there's the new you, ranga.
Okay, I don't know if they're going to go that deep into
it. You TikTok
it.
You start like this and then you.
Yeah, and then you click.
And I'm red.
Anyway, I've got me thinking this morning though, like what have you done for beer?
What have you done for beer?
Yeah. No, like you
they
know,
were
like
dark the, days I'm for me, George. I was broke. I had an issue.
Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do to get that beer.
Oh, I'm talking about the beer economy. You know, like
I trade up. And trade down.
Like you fitted some lights or whatever.
The beer economy. At the moment, let's talk about the beer economy. A guy's helped me out with some tech stuff. I don't know how to do.
Is this for your laptop?
Yeah, my computer. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I said, you know, what it cost, Jan? It just cost me beers. Like
that's
all. Like he works out what it would cost, and then he's like, oh, just a couple of boxes. Yeah.
What a bloody legend.
The beer economy.
Why is it though? Like, why not just take the cash? Like, why?
No, because it's probably stopping you driving to Dan Murphy's. They do it for you.
Yeah, that's true. Also, too, once you take it home, if anyone complains about you spending money, you know what I mean? It's like, oh no, did it for a job.
Free.
That's it.
Just having a look through some of these because of the Perth Beer Economy Facebook groups. Needing a fridge resealed, that's worth two cartons.
What?
Pick up these pallets, that's worth a carton.
What?
What else have we got here?
Okay, firstly, drink responsibly.
2008 Holden Commodore Ute, pallet of beer.
Are there any Sparkies on there? I need some outside lights. You know, those basic lights that are off the side of your house.
Yeah.
I just need a couple of them replaced.
What are you willing to put up?
Well, I don't know. Three cartons? I don't know.
Three four? Cartons.
A carton
for
per
some,
light?
Yeah.
Carton a light.
Jeez.
So I think they're going to have to, like, just replace them. I don't know.
Whoa. Mate, I'll come over and do that.
So what have you done for a beer? That's what we're going here.
Yeah.
Open lines 13, 10, 60.
Your beer economy.
What have you done for a beer? Yeah. Beer economy stuff.
Or if you're just rocking a hot haircut and you want to let us know.
Are you a ranger? Do you want a year's supply
you're
of beer?
A ranger.
Maybe. Love to hear from rangers this morning.
Yeah.
They'd be able to get out and about these days. All the weather and the no sun's out, which is good.
Oh,
Pevy.
Well, it's true.
Oh, righto. Greaseball.
Oh, really?
You grease.
Why are you salty?
Like that?
Look how triggered he is.
Salty.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
Isn't there a severe weather warning out today?
For what?
Yeah, I did hear about that, actually.
For Perth.
For Perth.
Yeah,
today.
It's a second coming.
Yeah, it's going to be a monster storm.
Sunday.
Today, I think.
You sure?
Yeah.
Just going to double check that.
I'm pretty sure it's today. Hey, just quickly. So, you know, people have said that, you know, you hear all these families and stuff, Jules. Doesn't really count for you because your family's on the East Coast. But, and also a little bit for me because mine is. But, Pete, you've got your family and stuff over here. And a lot of people have been saying that this pandemic's, you know, as though we've spent more time at home. Mm. It's been great. The family's just tightened up. We've reconnected.
Oh, it's pretty crap when you don't have any here, though.
Yeah, so I'm excluding you.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just saying.
In case you weren't lonely enough, you're being excluded from this break.
No. I'm going to wheel you back in, Jules. I'm going to wheel you back in.
Jeez, I'd love to see how you
do
this.
You just keep circling the burly. Have you found that you've been spending more time with the family and the kids and how good's this?
Heaps more time and yes, how good's this, but to a certain point.
It's ruined everything I had with my son.
Oh, really?
Everything. What? I had the best routine going, Jules.
Yeah.
So Em would be at work.
Yeah.
I would step up.
Right.
I'd be a dad. I'd pick him up from daycare. I'd pick him up from Nan and Pa's.
Yeah.
about 3 o'clock. Then we'd go play and chase ducks, and now we also kick the footy.
Mm-hmm.
Great time in my life. One-on-one bonding. Mum's not an option.
Yeah.
So he can't go.
Yeah, because as soon as mum's around,
where's
right,
mum?
He wants
where's
mum.
You're like, mum, and I say things, I say, oh, mum's bringing home the, and he'll go, bacon. but so we had something going for ages where it was a routine. It worked so well. Then I'd do dinner, we'd watch a bit of Wiggles or Trucks or whatever. Then we'd progress to the bath.
Yep. Do the bath dance.
And then we dance. By that stage, Em's home. Bang. Rotate.
Yeah.
Perfect. Anyway, now Em's ruined everything from working from home. So I've sort of said that you better start weaseling your way back into the office, which she has a couple of days a week. So I'm just trying to get my routine back. But it's thrown him off. He doesn't listen, doesn't obey to anything I say, doesn't want to hang around me.
Are you sure he's just not getting closer to 2 years old?
Mate, no. No.
Are you sure?
Nah.
Terrible twos.
Because I'm pretty much...
is that how it works?
Oh, mate, both of them back to back.
19 months. He's still got a bit of love left in him.
Yeah, so you've got about another month, I reckon. Yeah.
Mate, he's not even 20 months. He's got to stick around with Dad for a little bit longer. Anyway, so yesterday I fed him up. I fed him beautiful. Went to the Mount Claremont Bakery, bought him this vegetarian pie. Like, we get a big one that you can sort of eat over a few days.
Oh, nice.
Bit of sauce on top. Mm. Loves it. Anyway, he's done his poo face to me.
And what's I was the like, poo face?
Like
he's a straining face?
Bit of water down the eyes.
Oh, no.
Anyway. I said, oh, what's he goes, poo. I said, righto, mate, I'll clean you up. Because he wasn't eating his dinner.
Yeah.
He was being a bit cool for dinner.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, little bugger. So anyway, I've taken him to clean him up. Nothing.
Right.
He's tricked me.
Yeah.
Nothing in there. So I said, righto, mate, I'm going to throw you in the bath now. So 15 all. I've progressed quickly to the bath. Skip dinner. Anyway, you get in the bath and we have a slight issue and this is what's happened.
What have you done?
A bog.
Huh?
A bog.
A bog? Where?
Yeah. A bubble.
Oh, you have to.
Bubble.
Bubble.
A bog in the bubbles. Yeah, so there was he let one slide, which he hadn't done very often. Doesn't do that very often. So this is when I know he's bucking a trend.
Yeah, okay.
He's bucking a trend. I know it. Anyway, so we go outside to find him eating dog biscuits.
Oh.
Never done that before on my watch.
Oh.
No more dog biscuits, buddy. You know, chill out. Then he drinks out of the dog bowl.
Oh,
and then he dives into the dog bowl. And thank goodness, within about 10 minutes of all this happening, Mum, who is now taking over and sort of standing on my ground a little bit, comes home and I made him confess.
Mum's home said, yes. The devil.
Mama.
Hey, Ted. Ted, can you tell Mum what you did in the bath?
Bath.
Oh, you're cute.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
All right, now you guys haven't been too good at this game all week. So what happens is I read out three headlines all from all around WA and the boys have to choose which one is the lie. Two are the truth, one is the lie.
And we are naught and eight.
We have had a shocker.
Oh, man. Anyway, I do believe that Zave said to me yesterday that if I win today, he'd buy me scrambled eggs this morning, chili scrambled eggs.
So Pete,
from 1982.
Focus.
Only from 1982. All right.
Remember what happened last time when you bought me those jewels? Those my first ever and only time I had your chili eggs.
Yeah.
They were good.
Yeah, it was good.
They are good.
Oh, the best. Okay, now I've got three headlines. We're ready to go?
Yes. Here we go.
Okay, headline one. Perth grandfather banned from Uber Eats after continuously complaining about Northbridge restaurant. Number two, Perth woman spends months watering and caring for plant only to find out it's a weed. And number three, tigers on the prowl to catch vandals.
Tigers.
Tigers.
I've got it.
I've got it. Tigers on the prowl to catch vandals.
WA.
You've got to stipulate your rules.
No, I said around WA. When it's Perth, I say Perth.
Sorry, can you run us through the headlines one more time, please?
Okay.
The Uber Eats guy.
Perth grandfather banned from Uber Eats after continuously complaining about a Northbridge restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Perth woman spends months watering and caring for a plant only to find out that it's a weed. Mm-hmm. And third one is tigers on the prowl catch vandals.
Tigers on the prowl catch vandals.
Actually, someone has wrote in the comment box, enough time for Pete to Google. You know the old quiz that we do, how they always repeat the questions so I can Google answers?
Yes, that's exactly what he did. He doesn't have his phone in his hand
and
he has a piece of
hand?
Paper with a pen.
There we go.
He's writing
just
them
writing
down.
Them down.
All right,
so
who wants to have a crack first?
I need Pete to go first because he's probably a bit wiser than I am and he might be able to justify an answer or eliminate a few things for me. So, Pete, please step into the box.
So, the grandfather with the Uber from the Northbridge restaurant.
Sounds feasible.
It sounds feasible, okay? Just grandfathers and Uber apps, I can just imagine them complaining anyway, right? That sounds fairly feasible.
I'm watching Jay, who helps write these for any expressions.
Jay, duck under the table, please. Don't let him see you.
There is a chili scrambled eggs up for this. The weed, the watering of the weed. I feel like I've heard this one before. But then again, yesterday, I thought I'd heard the alliteration.
That is true.
The p-p-p-p-p. And it turns out I had heard the alliteration, but it was a completely different story.
Perth principles and something like that.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's the tigers catching whoever it was. Tigers. I just feel like tigers is something that could pop up in your head as a fake story because you're so on Tiger King and you have been for quite some time.
Also, I've watched it twice now.
Oh, my God. We need to get your family. Open the borders.
Yeah.
You're a Perth woman. I could imagine you caring for a plant that you find out is a weed later on down the track. I could also imagine that happening, so that could be a fake too. I am going to go with... I'm going to go with the grandfather. I'm going to go with number one.
Okay.
Number
one.
What
do you reckon, X?
I'm going to go with number two.
I'm
going to go with number two. Because you said I've done that, but that doesn't mean it was a headline.
Mm.
So I need, and we.
You think that I've just created it because of, I've done it?
Yeah.
So I can just work off that.
Can I give you? I'll give you a drum roll.
What do I go three?
No, you've gone two. I said, mate, stay with it.
Sorry, mate,
stay with
it. I just sat through your 2-minute answer.
You said I'm allowed to justify it.
Oh, then that's how you come up with your answer.
All right, people.
All right. So Pep.
I'm going with number one.
Number one. Zave, stop looking.
Two.
Mate, the reason why I say stay with your answer, it's always like those things on game shows where they're like, oh, you should have stayed with your first answer.
I reckon you've made up headlines all week.
No,
you have. You've made up every headline all week and we've butchered the whole segment.
I feel like the look on your face says
Zave,
at least one of us has it.
You are wrong, Pep. You are right.
Yes!
Oh, Papa!
Grandfather banned from Uber Eats after continuously complaining about a Northbridge restaurant. It's a fake story.
Oh, my God.
Finally.
Well
done. Can you take us through the others?
Yeah, so Perth woman spends months watering and caring for a plant before realizing it was a weed. That headline is essentially the story. She was watering it for a couple of months and then realized it wasn't a plant at all. And the other one with the Tigers on the prowl. So the Tigers Football Club have installed security cameras.
Whereabouts?
Very good, Jules.
What's the Tiger Footy Club?
The Tigers Footy Club in Manjimup, Bridgetown.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Got security cameras.
Yeah, they got security cameras because someone was vandalising their club.
I thought someone was getting into my car last night.
Did you?
Mm.
Cool.
So is he still, because he didn't get it right, is he still...
No, no, it was one of us had to get it. She couldn't get Norton 10. But I might buy something.
No, but you got it wrong.
No.
Yes. You got it wrong.
We'll go back to the audio from yesterday.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
You know what I wish I knew?
What?
Directions. And how to read and follow directions as well, too. Because I went from Subiaco to Cannington to Carousel, the Westfield Carousel there, yesterday.
I'd say 18 to 22 minutes.
Easily.
In
easily. Yep.
Well, that was on the way there, but on the way back, it took me 2 hours.
Okay.
Now, as you guys know,
pick your stuff up down in Bunbury.
Sorry?
You had a round trip.
No, I was going to Peter Alexander to pick up some pajama pants,
ooh,
right? They had one pair of medium pajamas in. Like, so I already had the top.
Mediums?
And I needed the bottoms. What do you mean? Are you fat shaming me?
Oh, I thought you would have been a small.
Oh, shut up. Anyway, so I had to head out there to pick up those pants, right?
Yep.
Got there in, 20 minutes or so, which was easy. And I went straight down the highway to get there.
Yep.
So around.
Albany Highway?
Yeah. So around to get there. Because obviously there's three different ways that you can go. One that goes through the city.
Oh, did you go through the tunnel?
No, not
or out, spat out the other end.
You head south.
I headed south.
So you headed south. Yeah. God, that's arrogant. Yeah.
Jeez, sorry. You're making me anxious.
You're on the freeway heading south.
Graham Farmer.
I was. Yes.
Graham Farmer. Yes. Graham Farmer doesn't go south though.
Yeah, it does. You're Graham Farmer.
Well, not south south.
You're Graham Farmer, Orong Road, Leech Highway, Albany Highway, Carousel Shopping Centre.
Correct.
Right. Bang.
That's how I got there. Now, before I left the station here, when I was driving there, I looked at my phone. It was like 22%.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, that'd be sweet. Be right. I'll get there. Mm. I get to Carousel and I'm pulling out my phone so I can pull up the map of Westfield so I can find where Peter Alexander's store is, right?
Mm.
2%. My phone went to 2%.
Fresh patch of land. More Bumble matches.
No, Hinge, mate. Yeah,
Hinge.
So I run in, grabbed my pants, jumped back into the car, pulled up the maps to go find my way back. And by that stage, it had dropped to 1. And I thought to myself, geez, I hope this is one of those moments where that 1% will last an hour.
Yeah, the 1% fights. It's a fighter. In terms of 1 to 100, the 1% fights harder than any other percentage.
I'm not kidding. I actually said a little prayer to myself, like, please, God, like, please just get me back to the highway. Because I did not take any notice of me getting there. You know, I was listening
to
music.
Could you almost see the city?
No.
From Carousel, no.
I couldn't see anything. And for some bloody reason.
Almost?
Not even almost.
It was.
Where is it? Down in
Carousel Shopping Centre. Mate, I grew up. So Carousel Shopping Centre was my local.
City nearly.
I grew up in that area. Like just across the train line next to it is literally where my parents still live to this very day.
You're joking.
Yeah, in a dead set. So Queen's Park, Cannington, all that sort of stuff. Mate, Carousel Shopping Centre was my haunt from way back when the Hoyts was actually outside the shopping centre.
No, I get all that. But how many Ks would it be?
Oh.
You must nearly be able to see the big city.
You can't see it, but it's literally when you drive down there.
Can I just say, when you're in a car, you cannot see the city.
Just head to the beach.
I didn't know which direction the beach was, right? All I knew was I jumped into the car. No, seriously.
Just head north.
I was heading out of the car park and maps, like the little Siri voice came out and goes, turn left. That's all it said.
Turn left.
Turn left. And
which left?
It was on Cecil Avenue.
Cecil Avenue. Yep.
So I turned left and I thought, this doesn't look right. And I'm thinking to myself, like, why doesn't this, you know, look familiar to me? And obviously because I'd come from a different direction. So I turned around and started heading in the other direction.
Yeah, right. Now that's when you start getting confused.
And I thought, this does not – I ended up in Belmont.
Oh, that's not too bad. Then you just rip back from Belmont.
In Belmont?
No, in Belmont. And I thought, okay, now this looks even more confusing.
Right. No, because Belmont is like, so you haven't even, so you've gone the right way to get towards Orong Road to go back.
Going.
But then you just kept going east.
No, I know. I went, I got confused, went back the other way. And I thought to my, now I'm really, really lost. And the best way for me is to get back to Carousel and to try and work out.
You didn't go back to Carousel, did you? You did?
Hey,
this is great.
This might not count for you, but Jules, growing in the country, can you remember when you went to the Big Smoke?
Yeah.
And you'd run into a service station and go, excuse me, mate, how do I get to... And
no,
they used to
I
go,
know.
Right, left, right. And they should give you verbal instructions.
No,
did you consider that?
These are my two options, right?
What?
I was in a hit Jeep and they thought if I pull over... People are going to think that I'm giving away free stuff, right? They're going to pull over and they're going to, and I'm like, hey, I need your help. I need you to help me to get back to Subiaco. Can you write the directions down? Just pull over and start crying. Someone's going to help me that way. Yeah, or going into the survey, but I thought, no, I'm going to try and work this out. What a better way to work out how to get around Perth and discover. And, you know, I think it maybe I was an hour into the trip of trying to get home. By that stage, it took me an hour to get back to Subiaco. Because what happened when I went through a tunnel and I remember seeing Loftus Street and I was like, I know I have to turn up Loftus Street, but I turned down the wrong one and I went straight.
I went
into the city.
Yeah, you went early.
And
you
then
went
I'm
one
stuck.
Same street. You went down
one
I'm
early.
Stuck in the city and I just kept on driving until I found Hay Street and then I just...
You just went one early. Yeah.
Oh, mate.
It's happened to everyone.
By the time I got here back into Subiaco, I had tears in my eyes. I was so frustrated and panicked.
That's okay, mate.
And I
it's
thought
right.
to myself, this is where I need to learn how to catch public
this
transport.
Is where you'll be, this is where you'll get a sponsorship. Discover WA. Trust me, it's working for you.
Save your tools and pee.
On Hit 92.9. Could you lip read an entire sentence without hearing a thing?
I don't know, could
you? This is What You Say.
Oh, What
she say?
Hi, guys.
Hey. Zay's got the other headphones on. He's listening to music.
He's already started. It's time for What You Say. You right there, mate?
You can hear how loud that they so actually loud. Are.
It's my favourite band, Matchbox 20 Live, back in 2012.
Oh, great. Nice. That's
just
a ripper.
An hour and a half. And I don't like music, but I can listen to that all day
you
long.
You love music. No, like, no, you said to me when I first started, I don't, because I was like, oh, what music are you into? And you're like, I don't like music. But every time we play a certain song
I'll
or a certain
that.
Band, you'll be like, oh my God, I love this.
I'll never sit around and listen to music, but I could listen to an hour and a half of Matchbox 20. No drama. Yeah.
Good stuff.
So it's music.
All right, guys, here's what's going to happen. I've got a heap of sentences in front of me. This way, guys. Look at Peppy. It's a Friday. I'm going to play a fun Friday game. Got a heap of sentences in front of me. You guys both have noise-canceling headphones. I want you to go ahead and pop those on your heads now.
Then what do I do?
And then just listen. Just listen.
To you.
We have to try and work out what he's saying.
Yeah. So how many sentences are we doing?
Well, I don't know. Let's just feel it, mate.
Usually we do three.
Just feel it. Let's just have some fun with it. Let's just feel it. Feel our way through it. We're not going to do three if we're going to be here for 15 minutes.
What?
Good to see the headphones are already in.
Okay. You have to tell us when you're starting.
Yeah, and I'm going
to
put my finger up with the one. I'm
going
to put the finger up when I say the first one's ready to go, okay? All right? You ready to go? We ready?
Are you ready? Thumbs up.
Great, Julesy.
This segment might be dead, I think. When am I talking?
Okay, hang on a sec. Guys, take your headphones off. Headphones off.
So when you continue talking, we don't know whether you're talking to us or talking to the people.
Stop interrupting. Just look at me. Okay, good. Here we go. All right. Now, as soon as you pop your headphones on,
yes.
I'm going to say the first sentence that you have to try and guess, okay?
That's what you should have said to start with.
Exactly.
All right. I'll do that if
Not
you guys
pop your headphones on and
just
then
stop interrupting.
It.
Put your headphones in. All right. Here we go. Here's the first one. Your sister is a forklift driver.
We're going on the 4th for travelling.
It's 45 degrees today.
Your sister is a forklift driver.
Something, the 4th for travelling. Ah!
You bought a new driver.
Go again.
Okay. Your sister is a forklift driver.
You look like a fork screwdriver.
You try one more, mate. You try one more. Your sister is a forklift driver.
Something to do with a fork.
All right. Xavier looks like a forklift driver.
Oh, so close. Take your headphones off. Headphones off. It was your sister is a forklift driver.
Oh.
You're very, very close. Very close.
Xavier looks like a forklift driver.
That's not bad. All right, let's go for the second one. Pop your headphones in. Here comes the second one.
100%. Is that what he's...
A beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Hold on. Go.
A beautiful day in the neighborhood.
A beautiful day for carpool karaoke.
Oh, no. Okay, so close. A beautiful day
A
in the neighborhood.
A beautiful day in... Go again.
A beautiful day in Albuquerque.
No. So close. Here we go.
Go.
Hey, I'll sing it this time. A beautiful day in the neighborhood.
A beautiful day in the... Something hood.
Cool.
A beautiful day in the hood.
Okay.
That's a gang of you.
A beautiful day in the neighborhood. Come on, X.
A beautiful day for cockfighting.
No.
Headphones off. A beautiful day in the neighborhood.
Oh,
you were so close. Oh. You were so close. Come on, we're going to go one more.
Can you move the bar too when you're talking to?
I'll move the bar out of my face. We're going to go one more.
I thought the roosters were fighting.
No, there's no cockfighting going on, mate. All right. Last one.
Come on.
Pop your headphones in. Here we go. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Bandage Cumberpatch.
It's really close. Huh? It's really close. Benedict Cumberbatch. One more. All right. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Pete.
Bandage.
No.
Bandage Cabbage Patch. Bandage cabbage patch.
One. I'm going to give you guys one more try. One more try. Benedict Cumberbatch.
Coming into a long weekend, do not call me either of you.
No, no.
Bandage. I don't know.
Okay. Enunciate your words.
Headphones off.
Enunciate your words, would you, kid?
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Oh,
you were really close. You've been really close the entire morning.
Yeah.
But no.
Go again. Enunciate it, though.
Benedict Cumberbatch.
Who's that?
He's an actor who can't say penguin properly.
I've never heard of him.
Have you?
All right, it's a made-up word. So that's it's not a made-up word.
It's not a made-up. It's not a made-up word.
Benjamin Cumberbatch.
No, Benedict Cumberbatch.
On Hit 92.9.
Sunshine lollipops.
And now it's time for some uplifting news with Jules Jarry. This is Happy as Jarry.
Yes, now these are those stories that I come across. You know, put a smile on your face, warm your heart. Now,
on a Friday too. It might be a goodie.
You're going to love this one because it involves a dog.
I'm heavily invested.
Now, a rescue of a different kind took place on the GC yesterday, and a guy by the name of Vasco Velez rescued a dog out at sea, 70 metres offshore, in fact.
What?
Yeah, yeah. Take a listen to this, mate.
Come here. Come here. Come on. Come on, puppy. Come. Come on. Good boy. Good boy.
Oh, good boy.
Good boy.
Good boy.
Good boy.
And he joins us right now on the phone. Good morning, Vasco.
Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Yeah, well, thank you. But tell us, how did this all come about? Whereabouts were you? And how did you see a dog 70 metres out?
Okay, I'm a hydrofoiler. I ride e-foils, which are electric hydrofoils. So I was out filming a friend of mine out in the waves, about five foot waves, something like that.
Yep.
And out at Currumbin in Palm Beach.
Yeah, okay.
On the way back in, as my battery was running out and I thought the camera's off, the whole thing. So I was just coming back in. And as I got closer to shore, I saw an overturned kayak. And I went, who brings a kayak to this? You know, it's five meters well.
Nice vibe, yeah.
And it's obviously a fishing kayak that had fishing rods on it. Mm. And it was gear thrown everywhere. So I went over to the kayak because I've got my board is powered.
Yeah.
Electric powered. And I went over to the kayak, and I saw that there were a couple of surfers helping out the owner of the kayak. But as I'm getting nearby, I see a dog in the middle of the waves. And I went, what's a dog doing up here? This is like a little bit offshore on the wake of waves.
Yeah.
And I went around to the kayak and said, is that yours? What's the dog doing there? And because, you know, they're all busy with each other, I went back to the animal. You know, the owners were fine.
Yeah.
But I was concerned because the dog was swimming towards the waves rather than away from them.
So, Vasco, was the dog the kayakers?
Yes.
Okay.
The dog was taken by the kayakers because, you know, we all have dogs. We all want to do everything with our dogs.
Yes.
And I don't by any means want to slam anyone on the history. That is not the story.
Mm.
The story and the reason why I published it is that when we go out, we got to pay attention to what the conditions are.
Yes.
Definitely.
And kayak to start with on 5 foot swell. Second, to go fishing. And third, you know, please don't take an animal. If you do that, put a life jacket on it. But anyway, so I tried to call the dog to shore and the dog wasn't paying attention. So I laid down on the water and went and sort of motored around the dog and let him climb on my back.
Right. I was going to say, because I mean, if anyone's ever tried to get a dog out of water, especially one that hasn't been in water before or doesn't know how to...
It's a fight.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, they scratch the hell out
of
you.
They claw you. They lock in, don't they?
Yeah, I was wearing a wetsuit, and I have a dog myself, and my husky comes out on my hydrofoil with me, but in flat water, obviously, and rides, and I'm used to handling animals near boards. So rather than trying to pull it in, because I had a camera pole in one hand, I had my remote in the other hand, and the board, so I just laid down and provided with my body a platform for the animal to climb. So she climbed on my back. I think it was a girl, I'm not really even sure.
It's probably the last thing on your mind to check at that point in time.
Are you Roger or Rita? Give me a look.
Yeah. All I wanted was to push out of the water, and she just climbed on my back and put the paws around my neck, and you know, I started going over to shore because she felt safe, obviously.
Yeah.
Magic.
Ended great.
Vasco, mate, we appreciate it. Good to hear that everything sort of came together really nicely. Good on you, mate. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
We can't have nice things in our house anymore. We've just decided that that's it. We've
what happened?
You know, this kind of, and I don't know if you've had those conversations with your wife, ex, right, about like you're thinking, you're looking around the house, you're going, oh, you know what, it might be nice to get a new couch, or it might be nice to actually start actually setting some stuff up to look quite nice, stuff like that. And then you remember that you have kids, and you have young kids. And in our particular case, you have two kids under four, and you put a cap on that idea pretty bloody quickly.
What are you, why? What happened at home? What are you thinking about getting, or
Where should I begin?
What has she purchased?
No, well, actually, it was a purchase that she made, but something that was meant to stay well away from the kids, and it was just a nice new quilt, right? Nothing too extraordinary,
but
just
a nice new quilt.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, you style up the bedroom a little bit, and she's taken to sort of working on a few things around the house at the moment. So you do sleep better.
Yeah,
fresh new quilt.
Did it just lighten the joint up?
It did. It lit our bedroom up. And a few things have happened to the bedroom actually lately, particularly through sort of coronavirus.
Don't know why. I'm picturing you nude laying on the bed with a quilt. Yeah. I don't know why. That's what I'm picturing right
Fluffy,
now.
Fluffy, woolly cushions around me.
Well, thank you for putting that all in our mind.
Laying on sheepskin.
I was not even going there.
Crawling. On all fours. Yeah. Like, rah, rah, rah.
Mirror on the ceiling. Yes. Like that sort of
thing.
That's what I'm picturing. A big bath, an open bath.
Yeah. Oh, no, it's great, right? That's exactly what you said. And then you hit, Mom, Dad.
I went to bed.
Yeah, the little kids just ruining everything. But anyway, these brand new quilts, right?
Geez, you're really not selling this to me right now.
She's very excited about these quilts in particular. I think it's the first time in quite some time, actually, she's decided to go out of her way to go and find something where she can decorate our room a little bit. Anyway, because it's been raining and stuff, we can't hang this stuff outside anymore to dry.
Mm-hmm.
So it gets the treatment inside the house. In the living room.
Yeah.
On the horse, the clothes horse.
On the clothes horse.
Spread it over chairs.
Over chairs. Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Real kitchen table is really good.
Last night, I'm in the office and I hear this. Gah! Walk in. Obviously, something's going on. She's holding this brand new set of quilts.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm going, what's wrong? Because she's holding it with the pictures side towards me or all the designs
what's the
and stuff.
Of?
Oh, it's just designs.
Pete nude on the bed.
she doesn't want pictures of that. She gets that in real life.
Oh, Papa.
Hello. She turns it around. And one of the kids has obviously at some point gotten a texter.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And it's like Da Vinci's Let Loose.
Great paper.
Like all over the other side of the quilt.
Mate, why are you shocked? Our media wall behind you has texter marks all over it.
Yes.
So the
I mean, I'm not hating on it. I think it's a work of art.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Yeah, so no, you're right. I'm not shocked. That day when you guys were broadcasting from home and I had the two little girls in here, they went wild, right?
Yeah.
And behind me right now on the actual wall where all of the Hit 92.9 signage and stuff is, there is red texter all over the wall.
Can you be fitting that bill? Or
what?
We can pretend it never happened. It wasn't us. Just deny.
Yeah, okay.
Oh,
great.
That's been there for years. That was here before I did.
I think Ryan brought someone in one day.
Now that you mentioned, I'm pretty sure that's what Izzy said last night to Liz.
It wasn't me.
Was this you?
It wasn't me.
On Hit 92.9.
Hey, I want to talk about a mate of mine.
Yeah.
Really proud of him, actually.
That's good.
Old phrase. Really proud of him.
What happened?
Well, obviously, with the coronavirus pandemic hitting, people have been stood down from work.
Yeah.
Mm. And you've had to zig and zag to try and put food on the table.
Yeah.
So my mate Fraser was working at West Coast.
Yeah.
They all got stood down.
Yeah.
All the coaches and stuff. And rather than sitting on his hands and wallowing in his own little self pity, he's got on the horse to put food on the table, and has put his hand up to work anything.
Yeah.
So far he's gone from, at the start of the year, he was AFL coach. Then I've stood down.
Yeah.
Never once in his life done concreting.
Right.
Never once.
No, grano worker. He's gone the grano.
No, never once in his life done any sort of thing. He went concreting. He became a concreter.
You're kidding.
Now, that was quite hard for Fraze.
What, just the physical work? Because that's a long day.
Long days.
Yeah.
Long days.
Long days. Very physical.
Yeah, and some rough around the edges sort of guys too, and Fraser, the little silver spoon. Oh, yes, good, a little soft.
Oh, a little
good.
Soft.
A good Catholic little boy.
They would have seen that coming from a mile away too, those blokes.
Mate, and apparently he didn't give the pen back to someone on site. He'd get the pen, and the bloke kept bullying for the day. Fraser was bullied day one. Then he applied to be a removalist. That is hard work.
How long was he doing cement work for?
Well, he did a few shifts.
Okay, he thought he'd move on.
No, his name was still on there. So obviously they are a reasonably big company, so they can sometimes go, say, 5 or 6 hours north and take, 10 people with them, which would mean the work in Perth is sort of pretty bare. So then he'll top up. So it's sort of like a top-up concreter, essentially. Okay. So he's still on the books. Still happy to get. What do they use the blade or whatever to make it all nice and flat? You know, when you see the level.
Jeez, how do I know this?
Have you done concreting?
Yeah.
So removalist, and now he's just got back from his first 2 week swing as a FIFO worker.
Get out.
Up in the mines. Yep. So he's gone concreting removalist FIFO.
What's he doing up on the mines? What's his actual job?
Is he a trade assistant?
No, I don't even think he knows. But how's that? How is that sort of swing to go from footy coaching?
Yep.
Wow.
To concreting removalist FIFO BHP working. He zigged and zagged, and there's people out there 13, 10, 60 during this time who, 3 months ago might have been doing job A, and now you're forced to do job B.
Actually,
I want to hear what you've done. How have you zigged and zagged? What jobs, what occupations have you had to find yourself in at the moment to keep food coming
through? Do you remember when coronavirus first kicked off, I think, in Feb, and I always have to catch an Uber home, right? I caught an Uber home, and the guy that was driving, I always find out about, what they did before they became an Uber.
You have the same conversation as every other human in the world.
How much money do you make? That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So he told me that he was an osteopath. So he was working with old people.
Yeah.
And, or the elderly. And because of that.
Well, the nursing home shutting the doors.
Right. So he had to shut his doors. Somewhere in here in Subiaco he was based.
Yeah, right.
And he had to take on Uber driving. He'd been an osteopath for 35 years and then had to start doing Uber. And I said to him, and he'd only just started, I think maybe day three, and I was like, how much money do you make? And he goes, I made $5 yesterday.
There you go.
And I was like,
do you look happy?
And he was happy about it. He was like, I'm just glad to be doing something because it's going to be over soon. And I just thought, and I'm really just meeting him that very early on in the stages.
Two of my good mates went to the mines.
Really,
and I was just like, I genuinely had a sense of being really proud of them. Like, I'm just going to work my backside off. So, as I said, Fraser's gone concreting removalist for FIFO, PHP. 13, 10, 60. You had to zig and zag through these times. Where have you found yourself currently? What are you doing to keep the food coming? Because I don't think you'll find anyone that's gone from 4 different occupations like that.
Save your tools and pee. On Hit 92.9.
One of my close mates is back. Back in Perth, having done his first ever swing as a FIFO worker up north, 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off.
Now, he was a coach prior to COVID-19.
Yeah, coach at West Coast, and then he went, so he got stood down, and then he went concreting removalist FIFO. I mean, it's a fair array of jobs that he's done to keep himself busy and active and paying the bills.
Good on him, though.
100%, 13, 10, 60. What have you done just for five? Where have you zigged and zagged on your job? Where'd you start, and where are you now?
G'day, Nat.
Hey guys, how you going?
Good, mate. Tell us about yours.
Well, I actually used to work in radio, funnily enough.
Oh, there you go.
Whereabouts?
Yeah, at another station at 94.5.
Upstairs.
Oh, right. North of...
Same company.
That floor, it's a bit... If I was ever going to get coronavirus, it'd be up there. Don't worry about that. Actually, they're the same company. I shouldn't be potting them.
What's going on, Nat?
Yeah, so when coronavirus hit, I was working casually at the time and doing events and helping out promotions. So obviously my job wrapped up. So I actually created my own job, and in the meantime I've been selling my own products on Amazon.
Oh.
I can't say what I sell.
Why?
Why?
No, I can.
Oh, so is it naughty?
I said I want some then.
No, we sell our own products on Amazon. They're a special kind of beach towel.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and then we've been doing that as a bit of a side hustle for about 3 years, and now I help other people who want to sell their own products on Amazon.
Oh, so you become a bit of an advisor.
Yeah.
Nice.
Is it going well for you?
Yeah, it's really good. Heaps of people. I don't know if people realise that Amazon most of the products on Amazon are just small family businesses like ours. So, mm-hmm. yeah, yep. it's good.
There you go. Good well stuff. Done, Nat. Good on you, Nat. Hey, Vinny.
Hey, what's going on?
What happened, mate?
So, at the moment, I'm currently doing wheel clamping. But before that, I was working at an Italian cafe. And then before that, I was a stripper.
What?
And before that, I was a bit of modelling and then a bit of security before that and then a bit of electrical before that. So,
mate, you've done the work. Hey, Vincenzo.
This all happened during COVID.
Hey, Vin, how do you go from modelling to stripping? When do we, where's the transition? Do you go, I get paid a little more just to show it all?
So pretty much, once I did modelling from about, young 15, 16, little photo shoots and things. And then when I turned 18, I had some friends that, did stripping and just started joining in the clubs in Perth. And then I moved over to Melbourne, did some work there. Went to Sydney, did some stripping work there. And then, with the corona and everything, you can't go do no stripping anymore. Can't get close and personal.
Yeah, so true.
Into wheel clamping and chucked that up. And
how do you become a wheel clamper?
Isn't wheel clamping on the way out? Are we trying to get rid of it here?
Yeah, I'm not sure at the moment. I think there's a legislation coming. I'm not sure.
Mate, so you're going to swap again? What are you going to go back to? Modelling, stripping, or the Italian restaurant?
Oh, I don't know. I might have to try something different, Maybe just do like bit of acting, maybe a bit of dancing. Who knows?
Hey, Vin, what advice you got for me to get into the stripping industry? I've been working out a bit lately.
I'll give you a couple one-on-one lessons, and I think we're good to go.
Damn.
Oh, damn, boy.
I believe that's called a lap dance.
Good luck, Vinny. That's all I'm saying.
You better slip 50 in me jocks, old Vinzo.
Oh, we're going to come back for the R&B Fridays, hit 92.9.
I could dance to this.
Bit of old school. I'd like to see that.
I could back it up.
Go on.
Go on, give her a free shot.
No. Save
your tools and pee. On hit 92.9.
Hello, Mummy Jones here. You want help? I have all advice. Fortune cookie advice. Tomorrow is my birthday. Don't forget it, okay? Send all my presents to terminal. Smoke me loud.
That's it, bye.
Hello.
Mum.
Yes.
Why haven't you been answering your phone? We've been trying to call you all morning.
Oh, my God. I'm talking to my superannuation.
Who?
Who?
My super.
Your superannuation.
Oh, okay. Don't do that to me. It panics me when I can't get a hold of you.
Oh, my God.
You didn't pay your phone bill. That was what the issue was.
Oh, well, you'll pay my bill then.
No. Hey, Mum, it's another week. We've gone another week and Pete is still sooking.
No, I'm not.
Oh, well, why are you sooking for?
No, I'm not sooking. I got over it, Mama Jules. Your pep talk last week gave me a really good, I'm good to go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I just want to say thank you. I love you.
That's all right.
Mum, you generally say, when someone says I love you, what do you say back?
That's good.
I don't love you.
Hey, Mum, what else is going on in your life? What else is happening at the moment?
Stress.
What's going on? You're not back at Tammy Nails yet, are you?
No,
Tammy,
not yet.
I think Tammy might be coming in the next week or two, though, over in New South Wales.
Oh, really? Why? Well, we're just going to open on Monday.
Well, apparently, that's what they're predicting. Don't.
We are the managers of Tammy Nail here.
Xavier is not the premier of New South Wales. But I did read a report this morning saying that they're opening, there's like a limit of 50 or something at the moment. They're opening it up to 500.
Really?
Hey, Mama, what's the most amount of nails you've done in one day? At Tammy.
Oh, friggin' bloody about 20.
Friggin' bloody 20?
In, out, that's it.
Hey, Mama, let's do some role-playing. So I'm walking in to get my nails done. What do you say to me?
You say, hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Your fingernail, your toenail, or whatever.
Mani pedi, please.
Okay, sit down.
Yeah. Then what happens with us?
Pick your colour.
I'll go red, please.
Okay, all right, right on.
Red, and then, so what's news, Mum?
Hey?
What's news? We're conversing, we're role-playing.
Oh, well, I'm not going to ask what's going on in your life. I can't do that. That's privacy.
Oh, privacy issues.
If they say something, I'll just answer them.
Very one-way.
They entertain Mum.
They entertain. No wonder there's 20. When she gets sick of them, she clicks them.
We talk, but it's not like what's going on in your life, blah, blah, blah. Some people are very rude. Do you know that?
Hey, Mama.
I know that.
Something's popping into my head. Is it your birthday this weekend?
Yes.
What? Jules didn't tell us.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I thought last time we spoke was this weekend. Is it tomorrow?
Memory.
Tomorrow. What's today?
It's the Friday? 29th today. It's a Friday. Tomorrow is your birthday, Mum. And I did tell the boys. They played dumb. Don't try and throw me in the hot water.
She didn't tell us.
They played dumb, okay.
I'd forget.
Mum, Jules was like, oh, something's coming up this weekend. I'm just going to go for drinks anyway.
No,
and then Pete said, it's Mum's birthday.
So you're going out for my birthday?
No, I'm not. I'm going to stay at home and I'm going to cook some traditional Filipino food to celebrate.
Send the photos?
Yeah, okay.
Photos.
Here's what I imagine would happen. Because tomorrow's a Saturday, post offices are generally not open, or at least they're not delivering. They're not delivering. Long weekend, at least over here in WA. So
I think my mum's fighting with my niece over the phone.
So here's what I imagine would happen today. You'll get a knock on the door, Mama Jules, and there'll be a nice...
Today's the day.
Today's the day. There'll be a nice big package for you this afternoon, and on it will say, happy birthday, Mama, with love, your daughter, Jules, and you'll open it, and there'll be an amazing present there. Is that...
Well, the Louis Vuitton handbag, I'd assume.
Yeah.
$3,000.
Oh, very funny.
That is not happening.
That's not happening.
No, that's not happening.
What were you doing with that Louis Vuitton handbag you bought?
I didn't buy a Louis Vuitton handbag. Don't try and throw me in hot water over this.
Mama, Jules has bought a Louis Vuitton handbag, which we assumed was for you.
Really?
Came with her Louis Vuitton shoes.
Oh, don't do that. Mum, I've organised something else. I don't want to tell you what it is because it's going to ruin the surprise.
What is it?
No, I'm not telling you.
What is it? She's got nothing, Mum.
No, I'm not telling you what it is. But I've organised something, Mum, and you're really going to love it just because you're saying that you're stressed, need some time out.
So me and Pete have also bought you a present, Mum.
Oh, where is it?
It's a massage at the Dubbo Massage.
Tammy She's got a massage at
the... I've got you a voucher.
At the Dubbo Massage.
I've got you a voucher at Tammy Nail for a massage. You crazy.
You're crazy.
All right, Mama, we'll let you go, but I just wanted to ring up and wish you a happy birthday and allow the boys to say happy birthday.
Love
as well
you, Mum.
Happy birthday,
you,
Mama. 40, love you.
45?
Yes.
Oh, no, it must be 45.
No, you're not a day over 21, Mama.
Okay, whatever.
I'll tell you what, Mama. If I was at a blue light disco and you were at a blue light disco back in the day, I would have chased after you.
Oh, my God.
Love you, Mum.
Love you. Bye.
Happy birthday,
bye.
Bye. Bye.
Happy birthday, Mum.
Bye. Save your tools and pain. On Hit 92.9. Save your tools and pain. On Hit 92.9.